19 new police recruits were sworn in Thursday at Albany City Hall. It's an interesting time in the city with a new police chief and continued stress between the police union and the mayor. Things may be improving. In mid-July, the Albany Police Officers Union published a scathing post on Facebook that took aim at Mayor Kathy Sheehan, saying the police department is understaffed and underfunded. The post contended that equipment issued to officers was outdated and in some cases didn't work. The post was eventually deleted, but the incident left both sides bruised. Soon after, Sheehan appointed a new chief, Eric Hawkins, who held the same position in Southfield, Michigan. In an interview earlier this month, he told WAMC,
"Before I came here, I talked to a retired command officer from Albany PD, and I asked this person, you know, is the Albany Police Department ready for an outsider? And before I could even finish that last word, the answer was no, resounding no. And I asked why, and, you know, this person, you know, they talked about the culture of the place and, you know, some recent things that had happened within the police department and kind of gave me a warning that, you know, you may be walking into a hornet's nest kind of deal." And so as I walked in, it was nothing like that.
Albany Police Officers Union President Dave Varelli says things in general have improved.
"I would definitely say that the relations with the chief has been so far quite positive. He is a well-spoken, articulate, and empathetic individual who actually listens to the problems or situations that you put in front of him. And there's the feeling that as he's listening and when you leave the room, that this is an individual who actually cares about whatever situation you brought to him, whether big or small."
Varelli says Hawkins has an open ear and an open mind, but when it comes to dealing with City Hall and the mayor, a rift remains over wages.
"The union representatives or negotiators have reached out to the city attorney and have received no word as of today. Still, of even a date to have that first sit-down meeting, which we are extremely disappointed, to say the least."
Sheehan, speaking to reporters Thursday, says her office is ready and willing to work with all of our workforce.
"I have an open door policy, and that has never changed. We've been successful in getting the first long-term contract that anybody can remember with our firefighters union. So I hope that that signals to the members of our other unions that this is an administration that wants to work with our employees, that values our employees, and that wants to ensure that they have the tools that they need to succeed."
Varelli says the plan going forward involves more interaction with the media in hopes it will turn up the pressure on the mayor to take action when it comes to the union's concerns.
"The mayor has no problem giving 5% raises across the board to the upper command levels. And she clearly puts it in the budget. So yet she finds money somewhere, but unfortunately I believe it's through cuts of the rank and file."
Another part of the equation is community relations. Hawkins says daylight remains between his department and the community following an August police shooting that paralyzed 19-year-old Eleazar Williams. This week, Hawkins and community leader Alice Green engaged in a dialogue with the public and the Common Council.
"There's still a lot of people in the community that don't understand, and there's some officers on my department who may not quite understand our community. And so my challenge now is to help bring these two sides together."
Green, executive director of the Center for Law and Justice in Albany, says there's a lot of anger in the community, and she believes the department hasn't adequately addressed concerns she raised over the police report that called the Williams shooting justified, with police maintaining that Williams ran from officers after a fight.
"The department has not really dealt with a lot of the contradictions in the report. I'm concerned about that, and I'm also concerned, I want to make sure, and I think the chief does as well, want to make sure that the community continues to work very closely with the department to improve the relationship with the police."
She says Hawkins came in at a difficult time because the shooting incident had already happened, and the community continues to question why he would endorse the official police report. Green is optimistic that police community relations will improve over time.
When an incident like this happens, I think the community wants to know the full story and to make sure that the truth comes out and that the whole report is believable.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.